You are on 2SER Breakfast. There's about 15 minutes left before I head on out of here and Nathaniel Keesing takes over with The Daily. But right now, death metal. We all know the type of music I'm referring to when I say that. The loud, angry, sometimes violent kind. It's the sort of music that would be frowned upon if I were to play it for you before 9 a.m. Now, while death metal might not necessarily be easy listening for a lot of people, there are many people that are definitely major fans. But with aggressive and occasionally misogynistic lyrics, death metal has often been labelled a music style with negative effects like inciting, in air quotes, criminality and violence. But two researchers from Macquarie University have found that for fans, things are quite the opposite. Their studies have revealed that a fan's listening experience can actually evoke strong feelings of joy, empowerment, and even peace. I'm joined on the line now by Dr. Kirk Olson from Macquarie University, one of the very researchers as a part of this study. Kirk, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No problems. Thanks for having me.
So what is your take on the really common argument that floats around that death metal is a style of music that incites violence?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one, isn't it? And that actually was the main motivation for this study is our bigger project is to really get at that in more detail. So, as you stated, there is a common misconception, I would say, in the general public that that this music, especially death metal, with not always, but most of the time, with a lot of violent and antisocial themes. Once people listen to this music, they get angry and aggressive, and then go out and act in violent ways, and yeah, there's just a lack of scientific evidence that that is the case. Yeah, and the research that does look at this mainly presents music to non-fans rather than fans. So we set out to investigate the experience of fans of this type of violent and aggressive heavy metal music. Yeah,
and it's not a new argument either. I mean, I was doing a bit of reading and the first thing that came to my mind was, I know it's not necessarily death metal, but Marilyn Manson being blamed for Columbine way back when.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it must be a lot more complex, I'm imagining, than listening to violent music makes you violent.
Absolutely. And yes, as I said before, we certainly just don't know enough. We know a lot about the effects of violent video games, for example, but not much from music. So we set out to investigate the experience of fans and asked a range of questions about their experience, their motivation, and their emotional responses to the music, to get it at a little bit more concrete answers.
And what were some of the results that you found speaking to these people?
Yeah, so not surprisingly, the non-fans that we presented a whole range of death metal music, and they experienced emotions such as fear, anger, and tension, whereas the fans felt a sense of empowerment. They experienced joy, and perhaps surprisingly, but very interestingly, they felt peaceful after listening to this music, rather than you know aroused and angry and ready to go out and wreak destruction and havoc.
And why do you think it is that? Does it just come down to the fact that you have to be a fan of this music to have an untroubled view of potentially some of the violent nature of death metal music?
Well, at least with our sample of participants in the study, what one of the main sort of mechanisms that came out of what are they getting out of it? Why are they doing this? They use it as a kind of emotion regulation strategy. So when they're feeling negative emotions, and especially anger or frustration, they'll turn to this type of music and use it as a way of discharging that negative emotion, in a socially acceptable way and certainly in a non-violent way, and then come out of that listening experience feeling peaceful and feeling much better. So that was a really strong finding out of our research.
A much healthier outlet than some of the stereotypes would have you believe.
Absolutely, yes. And for those who do know heavy metal fans and death metal fans, they're often very relaxed, easygoing, nice people, not the type of stereotype that the media will try and raise, especially when there's those horrific incidents, violent incidents around the world that we've been seeing, especially in America.
And so in your research as well, you speak about the social surrogacy theory. Could you explain a little bit about that and how it applies to death metal fans?
Yeah. So the concept of social surrogacy is that we hear music as having some type of agency, just like another person. And so when fans listen to a piece of music, the music could possibly become a proxy for a friend, for something that shares in their own feelings and sensibilities. So imagine when, you know, if you're feeling angry and frustrated and you've got a friend who you know is similar to you and you can bounce your feelings off and you sort of come out of it feeling a bit better, it seems as if the extreme sort of aggression in death metal music is functioning, can function in a similar way for those who may not necessarily have someone or a social group or an individual right there to talk to. So it's acting, it's another sort of mechanism in the way it acts in a positive, potentially positive way, yeah.
Well, it's some really fascinating research, Kirk. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problems. Thanks for having me.
That was Dr. Kirk Olson from Macquarie University speaking to us about his recent study into death metal music and the empowerment and joy that it does bring to fans.